Good morning. Good morning. My name is Willie Lawson, and this is the Morning Report. We appreciate you being here. And for those of you who've been listening to the Morning Report, this is something that is new for us, and we want to continue. We've done four. This is the fourth one. We hope to, at some point, do Morning Report 400. However, there will probably be a break. Tomorrow is Friday, but that's not why. Tomorrow is my birthday. So my wife has already said that she wants to go to the movies. So we're probably heading out early because we're of a certain age. Probably heading out to a matinee about this time. I want to go to breakfast first and then go to a movie. So probably won't be at home in the morning. So we'll probably miss the Morning Report. And we'll have to do maybe something in the evening. But thank you again, and thanks for sharing. Wherever you hear the report, please send me an email. Let me know, wls860@gmail.com. Please let me know where you hear the program. We're trying our damnedest to be everywhere, frankly. I am thankful that syndication for podcasts is a lot easier than it was, you know, 5 years ago. But in the same voice, just because you're on Spotify doesn't mean that Spotify cares and is ready to promote you and lead people to your website, lead people to your podcast. And just because you're on iHeart.com and this program is on both, neither of those entities are interested in putting my face or our logo on their front page to lead people to. They're not interested. Their idea is you ought to just be happy that you're on the platform, and they've got a point. So that's still left up to you and I. How popular we get and how widespread we get is still up to you and I. It's really not up to, it's great. It's great I can get a link and people who are on Spotify can hear the programs. I think that's great. That's wonderful. And I'm grateful. I'm not screaming and bitching and crying about how much Spotify hates conservatives. I'm not, because frankly, most of us at this tier aren't getting any help from those platforms other than them playing our programs. And I think that that's great. So it's been up to me, really, and it's up to you and people like us to promote ourselves within our own community. So if you would do that, I'd be super grateful. Thank you ever so much. Today's Morning Report, I think, is going to hit on three things that are going on. You might know about them or you might not. One is becoming my new obsession is Deborah Messing. Deborah Messing, who, and I mentioned this a couple of days ago, decided that she would retweet and like a post that had this bulletin board, those outside bulletin board of churches that said a black vote for Trump is a sign of mental illness. And she promoted that. And then she said a white vote for Trump is a sign of racism. Well, she's getting a little pushback from Twitter that I don't think that she expected. I really don't think that she expected. I think that she thought that she was going to be able to, as a Hollywood star, be able to get on Twitter and say any just raucous, nonsensical BS. And then everyone would fall to her feet and go, "Oh, you're so woke. Oh, we loved you. And we loved you in Will and Grace. You guys were so groundbreaking. You're so brave." Well, what she's getting is, from black people, she's getting, "Who the hell are you to tell me that I have a mental illness because I decide to vote for someone else?" And she's hearing from people like me saying, "You know what? That's the most racist crap I've heard to date. That if I vote for this person, then I am somehow mentally deficient. Screw you, you washed up has-been. Yeah. So that's happening. We'll talk a little bit about that, how that's going and what she's decided to do. Something that I thought was funny, actually. There's an article on townhall.com. I've been a townhall.com fan for a long time. But there's an article today that says, Marianne Williamson learns the left is mean. I love this. She learns, let me make sure I get the headline right. Williamson expresses shock over how awful the left is. You got to hear what's going on. You know, Marianne Williamson is a Democrat candidate for the nomination for president, right? And she's learning something. She's learning something that the rest of us, frankly, already knew. And we're going to hit on Candace Owens. And I think she's kind of probably continue to go by that name for a while. I don't think that that's her last name anymore. She seems to be a fairly traditional girl who will take her husband's name. But she's got this thing already, you know, this persona. She's got this brand that has her maiden name. And I imagine she'll keep that. She'll keep that at least for a while. This is a tweet. The tweet was, to the people who fly private, but lecture us about the environment, to the people who live in gated communities, but lecture us about building walls, to the people who travel with armed guards and lecture us about guns. Your bottomless hypocrisy is why America chooses Trump. Now, we're going to talk about just that. This is something that a lot of us have said, and Candace is just... You know what? Whatever you think about Candace Owens, Candace Owens is right on target with this. I mean, just right in the very center of the center of the bullseye here. I mean, to the center of the center of the bullseye on this particular tweet. So we'll expand upon that as well this morning. Thank you again for tuning in. And if you've got something that you think that we ought to talk about in the morning on a regular basis, I just had an idea in my head of something that we might do every day. Like talk about mention the Dow and what the Dow is doing right now. You know, whenever we broadcast, something like that, a weather report, sports, whatever, something in the morning. And of course, I didn't do that. Let's see, Dow Index, for instance. And we can do that. We can always quickly, if I can find, if I can be a little less prepared, this would be great. It's perfect, right? Yeah, but Willie is not interested in doing that. Willie is interested in doing this, which is disastrous, but an awful lot of fun. Let's see if I can get to the Dow Index here. I'm just trying to type in Dow Index. And if you follow me for any length of time, what you know is that I cannot type and talk at the same time. So right now, the Dow Industrial Index average at 11:14 a.m. is at 26,807.45. Up today, 451.98 points, an increase of 1.7%. Just about to get back everything that was lost in the, oh my God, there's going to be a recession. So we're talking about, there was a dip, real quick, from Friday to Tuesday, and then a slow ride up, and a big bump from last night till right now. People are speaking, you know, it's sad that people are speaking recession simply because they want to get rid of Donald Trump. Now, they weren't doing this when they wanted, when we were going through crap before in 2008 and then again 2012. But there are people who are wishing recession, people like Bill Maher, who are wishing recession on the country and everything that comes with that because of his disdain for the president. seems anti-American to me. Seems treasonous to me. But that's just me. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report with Willie Lawson right after these messages.
Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. We appreciate you being here. You know what? And I could really, again, and I say this every program, and I'm going to keep saying it because it's something that I really could use. If you would send me an email at WLS860 and tell me where you heard the program, that would be very, very helpful, because that would help me know where to send, you know, what link to send, because wherever we're getting the most punch, I'd like to know that. So if you would do that, that would be very, very kind. All right. I mentioned the other day that Deborah Messing was an actress on a show called Will and Grace, a show that, frankly, I never watched. I don't know why I didn't watch it. It just didn't seem like it'd be funny to me. Maybe it was just me at the time, you know, where I was in my headspace. Yeah, man, I just didn't watch. I didn't watch it. Now, a lot of people did. A lot of people who I know, my friends, watched Will and Grace and thought it was funny. And it might have been. It might have been funny. It was a comedy. One of the lead characters was in a homosexual relationship. One of the guys. Okay, I don't really care that much about that, but it just got to be funny to me. You know, I'm the guy who thought Ellen DeGeneres and the Ellen DeGeneres show when it came on was freaking hysterical, and I loved Ellen's stand up. But the minute that she came out of the closet as a lesbian, then all the show wanted to talk about was how bad things were for lesbians, and it was this lesbian, and frankly, I don't really give a damn who you sleep with. Don't care. So I didn't watch Will and Grace. So I'm neither a fan or a detractor from Deborah Messing. I can't remember anything else that she's ever been in that I've seen that I've liked or disliked. So let me just, I wanted to start there. I didn't have any preconceived ideas about Deborah Messing. But in any case, like I said in the open, she got on Twitter the other day, a couple days ago, and retweeted a sign and liked it, one of those church signs that had written on it, a black vote for Trump is a sign of mental illness. Well, and I think that she really believed, because she was highly weird and is Hollywood star, that she could get away with pretty much tweeting anything she wanted anti-Trump on the anti-Trump, one of the anti-Trump social media platforms, which happens to be Twitter. Except that, you know, we call it anti-Trump, but nobody tweets more or uses Twitter more than Donald Trump. Nobody. And Jack knows, let's talk about this for a second, Jack knows that the president dominates the news cycle with the next tweet. Jack knows that. And what he also knows is that if for a second they tried to throttle the president, throttle real Donald Trump, that his people would know immediately, and the backlash would be unfreaking believable. He is as afraid of the regulators as anybody else. So, that's the truth of it. So, but she thought that she would get on the anti-Trump social media network and dog out the president. What she did not expect was this: that there would be backlash from black people. And I really think it's because, and I do, in my heart of hearts, I really believe it's because some of these people are so incredibly out of touch with what's really going on and who's really involved and what they're really saying, that she really doesn't get it. I mean, just doesn't get it. That when she says something like that, you know what, her idea must be that, frankly, all black people hate Trump because that's all she hears. All, you know, Trump's a racist, so all black people hate Trump. So she thinks that she can get on and retweet this and like this statement about anybody black who votes or supports Trump has some sort of mental illness, that wouldn't cause a stir. That she just deemed this whole group of people crazy. Something's wrong with you. You are somehow deficient mentally, intellectually, educationally. Right? Well, guess what? An awful lot of black pushback on Twitter. And now she's learning something else. She's learning that later on, when she got the pushback, and once somebody explained to her that you just can't go around calling all these people crazy because they disagree with you, right? Then she's learned something else. She's learned what children learn. And I tweeted this earlier. She's learned what children learn. And what children learn is sometimes just saying you're sorry isn't enough. not enough. Well, you know, introduced. Well, I said I was sorry. I said I apologize. Well, so because most times, you know what? I'm going to teach y'all what an apology is here in a second. But most times, when people say that they're sorry or they apologize, what they really want is just to get the pressure off. Well, I said I'm sorry. Well, if the pressure keeps coming, what's obvious is that that your apology is either not accepted or nobody cares about your apology because the damage has already been done. And people want a change in your action. That's what people really want. People want a change in your actions. Not just some sort of half-assed apology or say I'm sorry. Right? That's not what people want. That's not it at all. So Deborah Messing is learning this very difficult lesson. She's hopped into an arena, frankly, and she didn't really have any earthly idea about, because I had not seen anything from Deborah Messing before. No, she is just like Alyssa Milano, who wants to debate Ted Cruz on gun control. Are you serious? I think Ted Cruz has accepted her invitation for a debate. I don't think it's going to happen. It should be interesting, and it should be one of those things where politics crossroads with pop culture. The only problem is for me, and there's a problem for me. And if I was advising Senator Cruz, I'd have to tell him, this is pig wrestling. You know that, right? What you're about to get into is pig wrestling. You've been called out. But there's no way to win with the people that you'd like to win with. And that's the thing. You like to win with a certain amount of people, with a certain group of people. But there's no way to win with them. Why? Because reality, facts, figures, truth is unimportant to raw emotion. They all take a backseat to raw emotion. So there's really no way to win. The people that you win with, you've already won with. So there isn't any way to, there's no way to win. It's pig wrestling. It's where you get dirty and the pig likes it. So it is absolutely positively insane, right? And I understand Senator Cruz, that he's tired of Alyssa Milano and some of these other Hollywood types, you know, sticking their face in the things that they really don't have any idea about. You know, when Joe Biden says that he wants to outlaw all magazines that have more than one, you know, that allow you to have more than one bullet, is he that misinformed, or is what he's saying exactly what he wants to do is ban all weapons? Because you know that a revolver has place for 6 bullets. In its round little magazine, we could call it a magazine if we want to, that a revolver made in the 1800s, a six shooter, has room for 6 bullets. And they come with reloaders that can reload all 6 bullets at one time. You don't have to put them in one at a time. They have a little thing that you can pop out the shells and stuff in the new bullets. You know? Does he know that? Does the average person who is a gun control advocate or a gun confiscation. It's not even gun control. It's gun confiscation advocate. They know that revolvers can store more than one bullet at a time. You know that a shotgun can store at least, you know, some shotgun can store at least two. They don't have to fire both barrels. They can fire one barrel and then the next barrel. Is this information that these people aren't aware of? Or are they unaware of it? It is interesting that we have people getting involved in these conversations like Deborah Messing and Alyssa Milano that seem to be, on the surface, massively uninformed. But you have to wonder, are they doing what the left does most of the time, depending on their followers being mis and uninformed, depending on their ignorance? My gut feeling is it's probably more of that than the other. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back, and we're going to talk about Marianne Williamson. She gets some revelation about the left, which I kind of find funny. Sad, but funny. My name is Willie Lawson. This is the Morning Report. We'll be back right after this.
Has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Willie Lawson for the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You can have access to a growing nationwide network of attorneys and legal experts. You can get bail assistance. The network provides up to $25,000 to post bail on behalf of a member who has used force in self-defense. The fee deposit to your attorney immediately after a self-defense for representation during questioning and other vital defense services. You can reach us at ARM. Citizens Legal Defense Network. Our number is 360-978-5200. That's 360-978-5200. Or go to www.armedcitizensnetwork.org. Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com. right. Well, thank you again. Thank you again. This is the morning report. My name is Willie Lawson. I trust that you are well this glorious day. Tomorrow is my birthday, and you are welcome to go to my to Willie Lawson's wish list on Amazon. Pick anything you think out I'd like. Have it shipped to the house. I also have a fundraiser that I'm doing through Facebook for the Florida Academy of Performing Arts site and the people who work there. They do a great job in providing music programs and theater programs for the community. And they also provide scholarships for kids who can't afford it or for families that have, you know what, if you've got, and a lot of you guys have already experienced this, you know, you've got three kids all around a similar age and they all want to take violin, right? They all want to do this. They all want to take skating. They all want to take gymnastics at the same time. And maybe that you can do one of them comfortably. Maybe you can struggle with two of them. But all three of them is out of the freaking question, right? The Florida Academy of Performing Arts understands this and realizes this and makes allowances for people who are not just struggling financially, but people who have multiple kids around the same age who want to participate in music and theater programs. And they've been doing this for years. It's been the dream of Heather Stump for years to have this kind of program at her business, and she is working it. Girl is making it happen, and I am so proud of her. I'm so proud to know her. And I work there, not with FWAPO, but I do work in the school where we teach saxophone lessons and flute lessons and clarinet lessons and voice and piano and that kind of stuff. And FWAPO is a different organization. It's a nonprofit. And they do theater programs. They take kids to places. They run summer camps. They do a heck of a job. So go ahead and in my name, you could donate to them. It's on my Facebook page. And if you follow me on Facebook, just look for Willie Lawson on Facebook and you'll see my picture. Dun-dun-dun. And if I still use the old picture where I had the maroon shirt on and the gold tie and I have no gap, my friend Alf Gordon took some pictures of me early, some pro pictures of me earlier on in my my social media career and fixed the gap. It's never looked like that. And it's never going to. Anyway, so let's talk about the next thing. Let's talk about an article that was in townhall.com. And I just thought it was absolutely, positively hysterical. You know, the self-help author and Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson has learned something about the left that a lot of us, frankly, already knew. She is doing an interview with New Yorker's David Remnick on Tuesday. So Williamson turned on her fellow Democrats and media. And the media for characterizing her as a crystal-gazing kook and an anti-vaxxer, both of which she denied. And this is what she says. And she says, "I know this sounds naive, but I didn't think the left was so mean." She says, when asked about her experiences running for president, has been, "I didn't think the left lied like this. I thought that the right did that. I thought we were better." Now, I find that hysterical. But in the same voice, this view, if this view is true, if she's not lying, it kind of disqualifies her from being president. If she is truly that naive about the left, how naive is she about Russia? How naive is she about China? How naive is she about North Korea? All the things that really matter. If she didn't think the people around her, if she was really so clueless that she didn't really understand that the people around her lie all the time and are as mean as snakes all the time and will come after you. And this, and politics, especially at this level, is a freaking blood sport. And she didn't really realize this before she started, that people would attack her personally. It doesn't sound naive, hon. It is naive. And unfortunately, it sort of disqualifies you from the nomination. Get out. Get out. You seem like a nice lady. You seem like a nice lady. You seem like you're too nice a lady to be involved in this cesspool. You're not a replacement for Hillary Clinton. You're not the mad dog of Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren. You're not, hon. You seem like a nice lady. Get out. So Rymnik asked to speak for her to speak further about what she considered to be unfair treatment. So she says, "Oh, come on. You just mentioned crystal gazing," she answered. "There's no crystal in my home, David. There's no crystal I've talked. I've never told an AIDS patient not to take their medication. I've never told anyone not to take their medication, their medicine. I never told anyone that their lovelessness created their disease." She said, "I'm Jewish. I go to the doctor. This idea that I'm that person?" The next day, Williamson had to defend herself from an, quote, overly secularized left, attacking her for discussing prayer and the right of people of faith to belong in the Democrat Party. Here's what happened. Here's the tweet. "I was born and raised in Texas, so I've seen it. Millions of people today are praying that Dorian turn away from land and treating those people with mockery or condescension because they believe it could help is part of how the overly secularized left has lost lots of voters." Here's one of the responses. How very Republican of you. She responds, "When I was growing up, there was a vital religious left. It is because of my spiritual views that I am a Democrat. The idea that religious or spiritual people should find no home in the Democrat Party is hardly the view of someone wanting to win in 2020. Now, what caused all this? This tweet. "The Bahamas, Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas may all be in our prayers now. Millions of us seeing Dorian turn away from land is not a wacky idea. It's a creative use of the power of the mind, 2 minutes of prayer, visualization," and she goes on. Now, this tweet got deleted. But this is all she said. This is all she said. That was it. 2 minutes of prayer, visualization, meditation for those in the way of the storm. That's it. And then she just got lambasted. Absolutely lambasted. So she's finding out that the left continuously they are constant in projecting their own behaviors on other people. When they say that the right lies and Republicans lie, it's because they know Democrats are lying. When they say that the people on the right, like myself, say mean things, it's because what they know is that the people that they support say mean things too, right? And are worse. A lot of projection going on. And again, Marianne Williamson, you seem like a nice lady. You do. You seem like a nice lady. But if you're telling the truth that this has all surprised you, that is what disqualifies you from being president. I wish that we could take this sort of Pollyannish approach about what we're doing and how we're doing it here in this country, that we could get back to that if we were ever there. But if we were ever there, that time has passed. And it may be a shame that that time has passed, but it certainly has passed. The people that you're on the stage with don't consider you a threat. They don't consider you anything but a crystal-gazing kook. They don't. They don't believe in the power of prayer. And you and I may have a difference on what prayer is. I don't think it's just a conglomeration of like mental or, you know what, mental power or brain power. I don't think that's what prayer is at all. But we do agree that prayer works. And the reason that we agree that it works is because we've seen it. And that doesn't make us uneducated, doesn't make us kooks, it doesn't make us freaks. And the mockery of that comes from the left. Why? It's because they have policy on their mind all the time. When you talk about prayer and storms, they're like, screw prayer, climate change legislation, climate change taxing, climate change control over businesses, socialism to promote climate change regulations. That's what they're thinking. And it's the same thing when there are mass shootings and we offer prayers for families that have been hurt, families that have been that have had loved ones killed. And that's why even the New York Times, New York Post have write headlines that thoughts and prayers are not enough. When you and I know, Mrs. Williamson, that the only thing that can stop this are prayers. Only thing that can stop the carnage is prayer. You and I know this. Like I said, Mrs. Williamson, you seem like a nice lady. You really do seem like a nice lady. And I think your time with those brood of vipers has come to an end. You don't deserve that. And no one does. I can't imagine why you would be on that stage with those people. Mrs. Williamson, you are better than them. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. All right, we're going to take a little break. We're going to finish up. And sort of on the same theme, we're going to talk about a tweet from Candace Owens. And again, Candace, if you're listening, congratulations on your nuptials. You know what? It's going to be the third best thing you've ever done. You got your salvation, and you're going to have have kids, number two, and getting married to the right person is great. I'm talking about 34 years of wedded bliss. Not every second was swinging off a chandelier, but you know what? As I approach my 59th birthday, one of the things that I am thrilled that I did right was ask this woman to marry me 34 years ago. In any case, I hope you have the same feelings for George and that George honors you in the way that you deserve. All right, we'll be back right after these messages.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back. I'm gonna finish this basketball game up here. Thank you ever so much for tuning in to the program, the Morning Report. This is Morning Report number 4, 4 for my Ybor City brothers, 4. You know what I'm saying? 4. And for my Jackson Heights brothers, 4. I mean, you done 4. We're gonna do 5 next week, but today is number 4. 4, you know what I'm saying? 4. Love y'all so much. I do. Love y'all so much. All right, I'm going to get to the last thing, and it was a tweet, and I read this tweet earlier. Let's see if I can get back to it. Goodness. I'm going to sneeze. I knew I was going to sneeze. Here it is right there. This was a tweet from yesterday at about 5 o'clock. It's got 30.8 thousand retweets, 94.8 likes, and one of those likes is mine. It's from Candace Owens, and it says this: to the people who fly private but lecture us about the environment. To the people who live in gated communities but lecture us about building walls. To the people who travel with armed guards and lecture us about guns. Your bottomless hypocrisy is why America chooses Trump. And this is somebody said this, I'm trying to remember who it was. I don't know whether it was Ben Shapiro or it was Dennis Prager. It was somebody in that, you know, in that line. And they said that what part of this deal is that people on the right understand people on the left, but people on the left don't understand people on the right at all. They have no understanding about people on the right. And I think I know what that is, because if you venture to understand me, then you have to take what I'm saying, some of what I'm saying, seriously. And you have to pull me out of the caricature that's easy to put me in as a racist or a self-hating Negro or a misogynist or a racist or whatever, right? and you can just put me in that box, and now you can, now you don't have to listen to anything I say, right? You can do that, and that will stunt your understanding of me. But I believe that this one tweet, people, that you'll get it. Because this is why you have Trump. This is exactly why you have Trump. And I tell people that all the time, that these sort of views, these sort of look down your nose kind of views on the American people who don't live in Los Angeles or don't live in New York or who don't live in D.C., that you can fly around the world on a damn private jet. The most damaging way, the most inefficient, most eco hate filled way to travel ever is three people in a private jet. It's like if I went out and bought a bus as my private vehicle. Not a bus that is that uses compressed natural gas, but a bus that uses diesel fuel. And if I decided to use that as my personal vehicle, it's kind of what it's like, right? So now I'm belching CO2 in the air on something that was meant to have 45 people on it, and I'm just using it as my personal vehicle. So now I'm flying a private jet around with three or four of us on it instead of riding the bus that is commercial, right? And then you're going to tell me that because I want to use a damn plastic straw, I'm the one that's killing the planet. Because I don't want to drive an electric car that has this dirty-ass lithium battery in it, by the way. I'm ruining the environment. It's because I don't want to pay carbon, I don't want to pay taxes and carbon credits, that I'm hurting the environment. That I want the president to get the hell out of the Paris Accords, because the Paris Accords were just another international money grab for the United States. I'm hurting the environment. Because I think that most of the air pollution and water pollution problems are existing in the emerging world, in China and in India and in parts of Africa, not in the United States. That the problem is not here. The big problem is not here. The big problem is there. And go talk to them. I'm ruining I'm killing the planet and all the children and all the animals, because I care more about children and babies than I do about moths and worms. I'm killing them. I'm killing the planet. Those same people. Interesting. Here's the other part of the tweet. To the people who live in gated communities, but lecture me about building walls to protect my country, because they're so popular and they're so special that they live in a gated community, not only with a wall and a fence that they don't want anybody to see over, that they've decided that they could go to Google and say, hey, listen, on your Google Earth program, could you black out where I live? And Google says, sure. I'm sorry, I lost track. So these are the same people who think it is racist and is xenophobic for the country to build a barrier to protect itself against people who would come in illegally, who would traffic drugs and human beings. That our wall would at least slow down the process. That is somehow awful. They want to lecture me about walls when they live behind one, where their driver takes them behind that wall, behind that gate, where they can feel safe, because at that gate is an armed guard. At that gate that they pass through is somebody who has a firearm, and there, and that guy's on that, or that woman's express job is to make sure that nobody gets past that gate. And if anybody who gets past that gate who isn't supposed to, then they can go ahead and shoot them. Why? To make the people who are behind the gate safe. However, having that same firearm in my home to protect my home from somebody who would enter it to do me harm or do my family harm, now I'm some sort of one-tooth redneck. And I'm responsible somehow for all the mass shootings and murders and insanity that happens in the world. But not them. People are finally starting to wake up to the hypocrisy. This is why you have Trump now. Because at least, I mean, what part of Trump's genius was that he said some of these things, and a lot of people who thought that they weren't being listened to or thought they were crazy for thinking of them are saying, wait, we're not crazy. This is what's happening. This is BS. And everybody else is spouting the BS. And Trump was spouting something else. This is why we have Trump. Al Gore is why we have Trump. Hillary Clinton is why we have Trump. Barack Obama is why we have Trump. Bernie Sanders is why we have Trump. Elizabeth Warren is why we have Trump. Cory Booker is why we have Trump. Kamala Harris is why we have Trump. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is why we have Trump. And why we will have Trump in 2020. For these very hypocritical reasons, Hollyweird is why we have Trump. Alyssa Milano, Deborah Messing is why we have Trump. And they don't get it. They just don't freaking get it. Now people can, you know what? I can see you telling me that I need to turn in my gun as you walk down the street with an armed guard. I can see you as you drive into your gated community with an armed guard at the gate behind this huge wall, telling me that I can't have a wall to protect my country. What, you're right over there. I can see you. I can see you hop into your private jet and hop across the ocean while you want me to ride a bus or take a train. Wait, I can see you. You're right there. Folks, have you not read the end of Animal Farm by George Orwell? Have you not read the book? If you have not read the book, pick it up this weekend. Read it. It's a short read. It explains everything we're going through right now. It explains the left to a T. Marianne Williamson, maybe you should read it too. We got to get out of here and make room for somebody else. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.